The state-sponsored Florida Folk Festival is a celebration of the culture and traditions unique to Florida. All weekend, people will be able to take in traditional musical performances at the Stephen Foster Folk Culture Center in White Springs, near the intersection of Interstate 10 and I-75. One area of the fest, the Folklife stage, is what state folklorist Blaine Wade calls the soul of the festival.
But what really makes our stage different and unique is it's a reflection of the current cultural makeup of the state.
Wade travels the state, curating so-called living traditions. This year's Folklife performers and demonstrators all come from the Northeast Florida region. They include Jacksonville hip-hop artists DJ Peyton Locke and MC Mal Jones.
And for a long time, I thought this was all it was. But there's so much more out there. Gone.
Hip-hop is an example of it's one of the most thoroughly traditional African-American forms, with deep roots in oral tradition. And so trying to identify those cultural continuities and feature those to a public audience helps people realize the deep cultural rootedness of a lot of our traditional expressive culture.
The Folklife area will also feature a Jacksonville graffiti artist, or writer as he prefers to be called, named Kez. He'll be decorating a temporary wall all weekend. The two acts will appear alongside an artist who makes Venezuelan nativity scenes and fishermen who make their own hoop nets.
What makes you feel Cuban if you're Cuban? Or what makes you feel Bahamian if you're Bahamian? And typically those things will then fall under the umbrella idea of folklore.
Wade says the state wants to preserve all of the diverse cultures that make up Florida. Another way of doing that is sponsoring master artists who pass their crafts down to apprentices. And three teams of masters and apprentices will also be presenting their work at the festival. One of the apprentices is incoming high school senior Crystal Zhang from Tallahassee.
I am kind of nervous because I feel like there's going to be a lot of people there.
Zhang has been studying under world-renowned Chinese musician Hai Chung Dong, a professor at Florida State University. They'll be playing a harp-like instrument called a zheng, which Dong says is the most popular instrument in China.
It's very easy to start. You know, even you just squeeze the string, it sounds already beautiful. So many people love it.
A week before the festival, they're meeting to practice at Dong's house.
So, and we can pluck one string to bend the left side or make vibrato, up glide.
Dong, who came 10 years ago from China to study at FSU, says at first she was surprised there was a state program supporting the continuation of her cultural traditions.
I'm very glad that I become part of it, you know, and I feel like Florida become like really my home. I feel that connection.
The Florida Folk Festival will also feature music and dance performances native to the state. It's running from Friday evening until 10 o'clock Sunday night. For more information, visit WFSU.org/news. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.